Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy, 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 ho! Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you here. Friday, October 24, 2014. We've got a great show lined up for you with our special guest, me, Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. Great to have you on the show, Sam. Thank you so much. Hey, by the way, if you are not subscribed to the Everyday Saturday podcast, get your butt over to iTunes. Subscribe, leave a five-star rating for the show. Very important you do that. Why? Your computer will blow up from a virus I've sent out to all the entire universe. Everybody on iTunes. I'm just kidding, obviously. More importantly, so people can find the show. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you found this podcast somehow, some way, either through myself, somebody else told you about it. A lot of people come on board as a result. I get a ton of emails from people who say they were just kicking around iTunes and they were searching for the show. Your rating got that show found, your five-star rating. Help out, man. Pay it forward a little bit. If you enjoy the show and you like the message and it inspires and motivates you to get off your rusty duff and get on with your bad self, leave a five-star rating and a nice comment, too, about the show. If you were plugged in yesterday, you know I'm doing two shows a day now, every single day, in the interest of over-delivering. I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. We had a rough night the night before with my baby in the NICU and got one of those nasty phone calls from the doctor. Worried the crap out of us. You know, it's just you got a preemie. You never trust a preemie. I'll never forget Dr. Job, the foremost lung specialist in the United States of America, is right here in Cincinnati. And he works for Cincinnati Children's. And he was in charge of our daughter, like her, second through fourth week. The doctors rotate. The attending physicians will go, they rotate every 2 weeks in the NICU, the neonatal ICU unit. And Dr. Job is this guy has forgotten more about the lungs of premature babies than most people will ever learn in their lifetime. And I said, hey, can you give me a little bit, you know, I'm always grasping. I'll tell you one thing. You would not want to play poker against a neonatal doctor. They don't let their hand show at all. I mean, they give you nothing. Now, they give you the best in possible care you're ever going to get from anywhere. But they give you nothing when you're looking for a sign. Come on, doc, give me something, man. Give me something. Can you give me a little something to hold on? I'll give you some advice. You want some? I said, yeah. All right. We're getting something from the old doctor now. What's up, man? What you got for me? Give it to old Sammy boy. What's the best advice you got? Never trust a preemie. I'm like, that's it? Never trust a preemie? Yep. Never trust a preemie. I'm like, what's that all about, man? I thought you'd give me his, hey, in my, you know, whatever it is, 30 years of being a doctor in the neonatal unit and, you know, overseeing preemies my entire career, never trust a preemie. One day, they're going to be thinking you're on top of the world, and the next day, you're going to be bashing your head into the wall out of complete worry, wondering how did this go from zero, you know, to 60 and vice versa so fast. And I tell you, after we got that call a couple of nights ago, the night before last, I was just, I'm being reborn every day, you know, and I'm not trying to get too way out there, but I am getting way out there. I get that part because I'm kind of a way out guy sometimes, but I feel reborn all the time when I have situations happen in my life that they shake me to my core. I mean, that shook me to my core, that phone call. And it's not the first time. It's not like it's the only time we've had a doctor call with bad news. And by the way, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, the bad news was our daughter literally had to be unplugged from all the machines that are keeping her alive. And they had to manually give her breaths and pump her chest and all this crazy stuff and brought her back. You know, she's doing fine. You know, she had a uneventful rest of the day, but that phone call shook me. like they all do. And I'm thinking, what am I doing waiting around? Why just do one podcast? And it's not like, oh, the first thing I thought about when I got the call from the NICU is I need to do more podcasts. But I want to do more of what I love. What do you love to do? So many of us are held hostage by if only. If only I had the money. If only I had that. You can't let those two words, if only, sabotage your success. You just can't let that happen. If only you had the money is a cop-out, because you can get money, and chances are you probably don't even need as much as you think you need. How about if I only had the time to do it? You have the time. Switch that around and just say, it is not a priority to me. I'm not making that a priority. You have the time. I mean, I know you. If you have a job, I get it. It's very demanding. Look, I see the single moms and dads going off to work, and they're dropping their kids off in the drop-off line. I feel for them. I really do. And I don't make fun of them. And I know I take shots at employees and things like that, but I got a special place in my heart for the single parent, as being a child, of a single parent, youngest of 8 kids growing up in Bradford, PA. I get that. But what I don't understand is why you're not making your dream a priority. You're, aside from food, clothing, and shelter for your loved ones, you really need to eliminate regret from your life. And my mom lived with regret every minute of every day. I can tell you, I'm seeing her right now sitting over our fireplace. We had one of those furnaces in just about every room in this big barn of a house on 9 Elm Street. House has been since demolished, but it was freezing. The house was literally an ice box. Here's an idea for you if you want to kind of envision this, and I'm not even kidding. The inside of the windows had frost on them. Okay, that's how cold it was. The inside of the windows had frost on them. I get a kick out of my kids now. We've got these builder-grade windows in our house. We had our house built in 2004 outside of Cincinnati here. And they, for whatever reason, the windows are terrible. And there's a breeze that comes through a lot of them. And I get a kick out of my kids that think they're cold. Because we only have these builder-grade double-hung windows in our house. And they are. I mean, to my kids' defense, when it's 20 below zero out, you can feel the breeze coming through the windows. And at some point, maybe we'll get them all replaced. When I got an extra $20,000, I feel like blowing on windows in my house. But it was nothing like growing up in our house. And I tell my kids, guys, and they don't want to hear this. Nobody wants to hear it, right? You don't want to hear how somebody else had it worse. You want to just fix the damn problem. I don't want to feel this breeze coming through. But boy, my mom lived with a lot of regret. Regrets about who she married. Regrets about the chances she didn't take. A lot of regrets. And, here's the thing. Most people look at challenges in their life and adversity, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there had a lot tougher than I did growing up. I'm not even saying I had a rough childhood. Compared to what a lot of people I know now, my childhood was awesome, man. We were on food stamps when I was a kid. I used to go to the A&P and different grocery stores with my mom. We'd pay with food stamps. We went off those, I would guess, probably mid to late 70s. We weren't paying with food stamps anymore. For whatever reason, I think because more kids moved out of the house and my mom didn't qualify, I guess, for them. But I did not have a bad childhood. I had great friends too, man. We had a great, and that's a whole other concept about you are the product of the four people that you hang around. I mean, we picked up a baseball bat in the summertime. We knocked on everybody's door. We went up to the park and played baseball. And then high school, we'd get a pickup basketball game going. And that was it. That was summertime. Pure, innocent, fun. We got in a lot of trouble too. That's what kids do. Had a great time. But I don't want you living with regret using words like if only I had the money, if only I had the time. You got the time, and the time will give you the money. But more importantly, you got to look in the mirror and say, why am I not going for it? Like, I want to do this, whatever this is. I want to launch a business. I want to do something part-time. I want to volunteer. I want to make money. I want to make an extra $1,000 a month. And I realize that always one of the top responses that people have. I want to make more money. Well, if you want to make more money, you're going to have to learn how to make more time dedicated to learning how to make more money. The last thing you want to do is to join a biz op or start a business without investing and investigating investing time and investigating what is it that you really like best about this. Because let me tell you, learn from my mistakes. I fell flat on my face when I bought that Quiznos with doing no due diligence. That was actually a funny show. If you listen to the week of October 20th, whatever, one of those shows, it was talking about my Quiznos. Soup's On. That's the name of the show. Soup's On. It was a few days ago this week. And it was hilarious because I was talking about when I had one employee, one day I trusted an employee to open the store. And what do you know? She overslept on a Saturday, didn't open it. It ruined my weekend, and it's crazy. And then I talked a lot about the soup that we used to make. It's so stupid. Learn from my mistakes. Don't settle. There's no reason to settle. So many of us have this inferiority complex that all of a sudden, not only are we not worthy of going after our dream and launching our business, but we're not worthy of doing what it is that we really love to do. And I think that's complete BS. I mean, somebody sold you a bill of goods a long time ago that you need to go to a job every day for 5 days, work for the man, and it's got to hurt. Oh, does it got to hurt, right? You can't have fun. Now, you can see me right now. I got a baseball hat on, a microphone in my hand. I'm sitting here podcasting, recording an audio for you. I've recorded thousands of hours of audios, thousands of hours of audios in the last 10 years, and I'm going to record tens and thousands of more audios, and it never gets old. That's what it means to do what it is that you love to do. So I'm doing a show twice a day. They're probably not going to be as long as the other shows are. They're going to be just as powerful. I want you to be able to take these, use them, implement them, get jacked up. My whole goal is to inspire you. That's my entire, the only reason I do this show is to inspire you. Because 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was that guy. I was that person. I was stuck in a job. I knew I had greatness inside of me being held hostage every single day. I just wanted somebody. Is there anybody out there that understands what the hell I'm going through every single day? That I can't be the only person who goes to a job they hate every day, missing the crap out of my kids and my family, and thinking that this is normal. Because everybody around me sold me the story that you got to pay the price, man. You got to do this 30, 40 years, get the gold watch. Screw that. And look, you've got the benefit of the internet now evolving over the past 10 years. It's so much easier. I mean, seriously. You wanted to build a website 10 years ago, you had to hire a firm. You know, now you get Johnny with his hat on backwards sitting in his attic someplace doing it on the side out of college. Go to Fiverr.com. Don't go anywhere, but do something. Jesus, do something. Get going. This is the place to be, baby. This is the place you want to be right here, right now. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Let's get after it. Two shows a day. I'm fired up. I want to over-deliver to you. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.